Earlier this year, we reported on a New Hampshire man who's attempting to make 1 million free throws to raise money to help U.S. military veterans and their families. Only a Game's Doug Tribou has an update.
Dave Cummings started shooting foul shots on Veterans Day 2009. When we aired our original story in January, Cummings had recently made his 100,000th shot. The Epsom, New Hampshire resident is planning to make number 1 million on Veterans Day 2011. That's an average of about 1,370 foul shots a day for 2 years. On Thursday, Veterans Day, Cummings shot free throws aboard the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum, a retired aircraft carrier in New York City. 98. After knocking down 100 shots, Cummings brought his total to 500,000. The husband and father of three says after shooting every day for a year, he's still excited about the second half of the project.
It feels like we did it once and we can do it again. I think that my family is more committed to it, if anything. To hear from veterans and families of veterans and to hear from Americans all over the country who are just interested in supporting this cause and therefore supporting veterans. It's been incredibly exciting, and if anything, I'm more recharged than ever.
Cummings calls his effort Hoops for Heroes, and he's also attempting to raise $1 million to support the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. The fund's most recent project was constructing a $60 million medical facility in Bethesda, Maryland, for servicemen and women suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries. Fund Executive Vice President David Winters says TBI is still something of a mystery to doctors.
So we're researching the best ways to find, diagnose, and treat traumatic brain injury so that our men and women who are serving now, who are injured, won't have a continuing injury that affects them days, months, years down the road.
Cummings presented the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund with a check for $10,000 Thursday, bringing his fundraising total to just under $28,000. Cummings is planning to increase his public shooting appearances in the coming year and says he believes as the shot total gets larger, the fundraising will catch up. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
To hear Doug's original story about Hoops for Heroes and see photos of Dave Cummings, visit our website, onlyagame.org. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking. At nuance.com. This is NPR.
Riding a bicycle is good for you in many ways. It's dandy aerobic exercise, of course, and bike riding gets you out into the fresh air where you're likely to encounter all sorts of people. However, riding a bicycle did not prove to be an effective way for Christopher Todd Mayer to escape after he'd robbed the Wells Fargo Bank in Anchorage one day in May of $1,731. This was because shortly after he'd saddled up, Mr. Mayer literally ran into the sort of people who ride around in a police car. In fact, he ran into the police car itself, slid across the roof of same, and was captured shortly thereafter.